This is Sun Sounds of Arizona in Tucson, reading to make a difference for you. Stay tuned as we turn the page.
That's the legal ID of Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service for those with vision problems. Three cities fall under the umbrella of Sun Sounds: Tucson, Phoenix, and Flagstaff. Mitzi Theron is the station manager of the Tucson operation, which offers the service to those in need via a special radio that broadcasts Sun Sounds on a subcarrier of KUAT-FM.
You don't have to be blind. You can be just visually impaired. You know, you have eye strain, gives you bad headaches. You can get our service. If you have dyslexia, so it's hard for you to read things. Let's say you have arthritis. So by holding a paper, it really hurts. You know, there's all different things. If you have a hard time reading printed material in any way, and it's documented somewhere, then you can get our service for free.
Admittedly, the special radio is old school in today's technological age, as the service now streams live online for anybody to hear. But the tabletop radios are still important to many. Theron, who is blind, says the reading of newspapers is a highlight of the broadcast day, but Sun Sounds offers much more than that.
We do Western short stories, we do science fiction, we do comedy short stories, exercise programs, job opportunity. What we do is we read from the paper jobs that we think are geared to someone that is print disabled. There's mystery stories. There's every first Saturday of the month, there's a descriptive movie that's on. So, and we do women's magazines and men's magazines, and we do a very large variety of stuff like that.
And once a week on Wednesdays, another popular feature is offered.
This is Sun Sounds of Arizona in Tucson. And now it's grocery shopping time, because we're here to read the grocery ads from your favorite store in Tucson.
And we go to special guest reader Ina Shivak and Sandy Stein.
Well, good afternoon. I'm going to read the ads from Albertsons. Let's see here, $1 each. $1 each for cranberry sauce, Bruce's.
All of the readers at Sun Sounds are volunteers, including Mary Ellen Pruis, who says she grew up living next to blind people and has always liked to read. She also doubles as an engineer during the daily newspaper readings.
The service is meant to be able to provide the listeners the same experience that they would have if they could read the newspaper on their own. So we don't edit any of the stories. If they're useful, they're useful. If they're not, they're not. It just as you read the newspaper yourself.
Ask the Dean. Adjunct instructors offer classes, valuable career experience. A reader asked how students should address professors. My advice to students is to call faculty members professor.
Naomi Osgood has been reading at Sun Sounds for almost 7 years.
Saudi are emerging as key plotter in bomb attempts. And this is, of course, out of Cairo, Egypt. He is suspected of packing explosives into the underwear.
Sun Sounds station manager Mitzi Theron says, like with any nonprofit these days, depending on grants and donations, times are tough, especially when some of the funding comes from the cash-strapped state and nothing is guaranteed. You can hear Sun Sounds broadcast from Tucson, Phoenix, and Flagstaff online at sunsounds.org. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.